Good morning. 6:05, June 27th, 2012. A warm morning. I can feel the heat building already. I'm not quite sure what today is going to bring. Yesterday was something over 100. It wasn't a terrible day. At least not here. Colorado Springs had a terrible day. The High Pass fire, I believe, is still burning. There's a new fire above Boulder. The Flagstaff fire and the Boulder fire, the Waldo County fire. Waldo Canyon, not the Waldo County, the Waldo Canyon fire burned through into town, and the video coming out of Colorado Springs is pretty horrific. It looks like a war zone. So, yeah, not a good day to be up against the mountains in the Front Range. Yesterday's writing was 3,000 words, plus or minus a dozen or so. The book is coming along nicely. They had an encounter on the road that I was surprised by, but it seems to work. I was pleased with the way that came out. It helped describe the characters better, helped with getting us a better view of Tanith's companion. So today's writing is going to get interrupted because I've got to take the kids to the dentist at 11. And usually I write 9 to noon. If I start at 8, that'll take me till 10:30. So that's almost the time. I'll only be short a half an hour. If I could get my 2,500 words in there, that would be... I would consider that good enough. Maybe I'll start at 7:30 so I can finish at 10:30. I burned a new CD of the new Ubuntu. I'm getting tired of, it turns out it's Fedora Core 5. It's so old. And because it's so old, it's impossible to update. Now it's a standalone machine, it doesn't really matter. But not having video drivers is beginning to bother me. I've tried several times to get the integrated chip to recognize the aspect ratio of the screen, and it just won't do it. It won't do it at a reduced level. It just doesn't like the widescreen format, which I just don't understand, because widescreen formats are part of the default operation, but the chipset just doesn't seem to want to handle it. So the alternative is to upgrade so that I can put ATI drivers on it. And I have, oddly enough, the ATI drivers are on this machine. It's just apparently a level of operating system that won't recognize the card. I'm not quite sure why. It mounts it. It gives me the product code 94cc, but it won't. It won't enable the ATI graphics card and give me a DVI out, which would give me better capability, better resolution. So we'll have to see what we can do. I'm trying to get it backed up because this... Good morning. I'm trying to get it backed up because this... this hard drive was one of the original ones that I had on my home server years ago. And there's stuff on it I think I'd like to keep. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to want to cooperate too well. That's only like an 40 gig hard drive. It's a very small drive by today's standards. I've got a 500 gig USB drive plugged into it, and every once in a while it'll come across a directory that it just doesn't want to copy. I can't quite figure out why, because I'm copying as root. Eventually, I'll decide that I've had enough farting about with it, and I really don't remember what is on this machine, which is one of the issues. If I'd go through and clean up stuff, and then put everything that I want to save in a special directory, I could copy that directory. But that amount of time would be huge, and I really don't want to take that amount of time. I have a couple of drives like this. I've got an old Windows drive that's sitting there that has the original files for QuarterShare on it. Don't want to lose track of that drive. Well, I'm going to have to do something with it pretty quick because the technology is evolving to the point where I won't have a machine I can mount it in soon. So I've got my Endomondo trip tracker running this morning. I don't know if you've heard 1 mile. I'm getting a much better mileage readout than I've ever had. And I suspect I'm going to be short. When I get home, I may be a little bit short, like 1.8 or 1.9 miles. A little bit under the 2 miles that I've been claiming every day, but hey, rounding, close enough. Let's see. What does it say now? Oh, 1 mile 47. My pace per mile is 21, almost 22 minutes per mile, so that makes a certain amount of sense. Just making the turn to the east. Can't really see a lot of smoke to the south. From here, on the right hill, you can see Pike's Peak. And so being able to see the smoke coming out of Colorado Springs, which is at the foot of Pike's Peak, wouldn't be too surprising. There's kind of a gray smudge down around the horizon level, but I can't tell if that's smoke or just morning haze or what. I'm also looking over the top of Denver, so it could just be smog from Denver. So I came out early to get a little jump on the day. I've also got to mow the lawn today. It's getting a little out of hand again. So between lawn mowing and kids at the dentist, and writing, problem, I may have to put writing off until this afternoon. I hate to do that because I do so much better in the morning. But I have so much stuff I need to get done this morning. I do have to mow that lawn. That'll take 40 minutes. I do need to take the kids. That'll be an hour. Eleven to noon. If I write from 1 to 3, that'll be 3 hours. Maybe I'll try that this afternoon. Do the lawn mowing before it gets too late. Too hot. It's already too hot. But take care of the lawn mowing chores. Get that out of the way. Don't really want to mow the lawn before 8 a.m. I mean, I want to be a little bit considerate of the neighbors. If I do it at 7:30, that would be not saving a lot in terms of time. And I'm going to be home. Oh, well. A little bit, I think you can see them in the picture, there's a little bit of high fluffy clouds this morning. It's not going to keep it very cool, I suspect. I don't know what the day's temperature is calling for. I wonder if it shows on my phone here. Says 99 for the projected high. That'd probably be at least that. According to this, it's 63, but I think it's a little bit warmer than that right here. Just judging from the feel of it against my skin. Isn't that funny? The QR code on that sign. I've walked past that sign now I don't know how many times. I think yesterday was the first day that I noticed it had a QR code on it. I can ride along here this morning, trying to think ahead, trying to plan ahead. How is this day going to shake out? Because I've got these things that I have to do. I was looking at Chris Penn's blog. Oh, speaking of Chris Penn, which is a name thing, I think I called Mr. McCartney. Yeah, having a hard time with my tongue here. I think I called him John McCartney yesterday, when of course it's Paul McCartney. I was like, tongue, mouth working when I don't really understand what it's saying. It happens all the time. Tsk. I saw Scalesley, Doc Coleman, had a tweet this morning about the cosplay for next year's Balticon and the idea that he might be work up to be Tsar Nicholas II, which I thought was quite interesting. He does sort of look like Tsar Nicholas II with his beard. Wonder if I could be King George. Hi. Be his brother. The beard will be full enough by then. Dogs, people, cars, all kinds of stuff here this morning. And as the long reach is done, making a turn northward. Let's see. 1.87 miles. Do I have 0.2 miles between me and the back door? 1/10. 0.13 mile? Quite likely. I could have 2 miles. That would be cool. According to this, I've burned 204 calories. So that's about 2/3 of what I'll eat for breakfast. I think the real important part is that what I've really done is boosted metabolism. And Stephen had some good ideas about doing some push-ups and squat thrusts. That's a really good idea. That's something I could do as a warm-up for riding or something. Perhaps on my little break in between. I take a break every hour to flex my hands and roll my shoulders and walk around a little bit, take care of a chore. Yesterday morning I did laundry and put it in when I started writing, and then when the first hour was up, and it was also the end of the load, so I walked, crossed it over. And when I got done, I took it out of the dryer and folded it. I only did one load yesterday because I didn't want to put too much heat into the house and then have to take it out again with the air conditioning. That just didn't make any sense. Got quite a crowd this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. An old collie. I see this dog most mornings. It's got a old enough to get a gray muzzle. I don't see dogs get that old that often. Still alert, still spry, still having a good time, walking on his morning walk. Let's see, come on, light up. It is in fact 2 miles. I'm at the back gate, 36.32, or 36 minutes. Thank you very much. Okay, stop. I don't know if that recording picked up. The recording picked up the speech from the Edumondo, but it actually spoke to me when I crossed the mile mark and let me know what my rate was and the whole bit. Very cool. And now what I need to do is pick up my milk, stop this recording, note that I am at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.